Hello, my name is Ian Rutherford, and I've been a trustee of Worcestershire Heritage Art and Museums Charity since 2022. After being retired for some years, I was asked by Professor Rolf Olsen if I would consider being part of this new charity. I was struck not only by his generosity, but also his great enthusiasm for art and history, and his desire for the trust to make a real difference. It was a chance for me to support the museums I knew through a new and exciting period of redevelopment. Before I retired as head of Museums Worcestershire, I'd been lucky enough to spend my working life in museums and galleries, much of it here, as well as advising and helping museums further afield. So I know some of the challenges facing the very dedicated team at Museums Worcestershire and just how much our support is needed. Our museums hold and showcase a fabulous variety of collections, including art, archaeology, natural history and local history. These include the history of many of the industries that once made Worcester prosperous and famous around the world. One of the most important, and no, it's not the source, is a remarkable collection of gloves and glove-making equipment. I'm pleased to say that a permanent centre for gloving history within the museum is one of many projects the charity is proud to support. Being a trustee allows you to see how museums work from the inside and to support the work of acquiring new collections and making it easier for everyone to see them. Trustees work as a team, together with museum staff, to develop fundraising campaigns, like the 2025 one to keep a unique hoard of Roman coins in Worcestershire, and to win support for a wide range of projects. There's a real sense of achievement when things go well, and the knowledge that we are creating something for current and future generations to enjoy and cherish.